Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's have a quiet time before God as you wake up. Be your first thing every morning. Do it with Turning Point. And after Turning Point, turn to the Turning Point Prayer Booklet. As I have told you, in the booklet, we have lined out how you can read the entire Bible through in 1 year. TPGF members worldwide, subscribe to it online. Read it on your phone. For subscription and subscription renewal, send an SMS or a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Everyone needs the daily devotional prayer booklet in addition to listening to me on audio. Welcome also to Thursday, the 11th day in January 2024. Open your hand for today's prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Hold up your 2024 goals or expectation list as we pray. God shall cause your good intention to become your realities. Your 2024 miracle doors shall start opening for you early. What God scheduled for you in January will not wait till later. Your miracles will start coming as at when due. Touch your forehead gently and let me pray. God shall place a crown of honor on you, honor on your children, your business, your marriage, and everything connected to you. Many people will honor you this year. Do this if you can. If you can't, then do it later. But make sure you do it when it is convenient for you. Take out about 4 clothes or dresses now, your lovely ones, your preferred ones. Hold them up and let me prophesy to them. I prophesy to these clothes you are holding in your hand, they become your clothes of honor. Yes, clothes, listen to me, listen to God's voice. You carry honor from today. You are now clothes or dresses of honor in Jesus' name. Now, anoint them. Anoint the fourth clothes or the dresses you have just raised. Anytime, anywhere you go and you wear them, people will show you extreme honor. You will sell. You will receive favor and approval. They are now your honor clothes in Jesus' name. Now, no more. Now, more on the 7 things, 7 items we ask us to reposition in our environment. And I ask us to write 7 major things we want God to change or turn around for us this year. And that we should send it as a memo to our global prayer altar in Lagos, through the mailbox, which I called out. Now, everybody, listen carefully. I made a mistake by asking us to send a chat or SMS to our question and answer and testimony line so that you can ask for the correct memo address in case you didn't hear me well. It's now a mistake I've discovered. We have almost crashed that line. I gave the mailbox address, but said in case you didn't hear me well, send to that our testimony line to ask for the correct mailbox address. People started sending their prayer requests to that line. Now the thing is crashing. I've asked the officer in charge to delete all the messages sent there now. That line is mainly for question and answers and for testimony, then commissions account requests. All of us listen very, very well. I want to spell out the mailbox address. Listen and write it out. Our mailbox address to send your 7 prayer requests, 7 changes you desire in life is this. Memo@turningpointtoday.com, written together in small letters. Memo@turningpoint. Turning Point, write them together in small letters. Then today, that today is double T0DAY. Also written in together in small letters, then .com. Memo@turningpointtoday.com. The word today is double T.com. So everyone, rewrite the 7 desired changes and send directly to the designated mailbox I just spelled out now. The one sent to the other line has been deleted to save the line from crashing. Do so now. Then back up your prayer for change with special change battle seed, as I've already announced. Some people are already doing so. 70,000 naira, 7,000 naira, or even 700 naira. But don't just do at 700 naira. Do at your highest possible. TPGF in diaspora, do your £700, $700, €700 or 70 as God may lay in your heart. Also, don't do at the lowest level. Do at the highest possible for you. Then, God had me to announce to everyone today, he said, I will step you into 7 years of flourishing season. That's how I receive it from God. As you take the prophetic action of repositioning things physically in your environment, as you send memo to our global prayer altar, as you back it up with sacrifice, as I have explained, he said, I will step you into 7 years of flourishing and blossoming this season. Beginning from this year, I will step you and I prophesy. God shall honor your faith, honor your sacrifice. From now on, you will step into 7 years, your 7 years of flourishing season from this year. Have faith and be expectant. God cannot lie. He will do what he says he will do. January 11th celebrant, your prayers be blessed. Your new age is blessed. God will give you a fulfilling life in Jesus' name. Now to our teachings through question and answer. Let's see how many we'll be able to cover today. First issue today. Hello, TPGF. Please, I have a question. For those of us that are not where anointed mantle are distributed, Daddy always asks us to wrap our expectation in the mantle. What do we do, sir? Wow, I have regularly taught us how to prepare our anointed mantle. Get a white hand towel or white handkerchief. Take your anointing oil as I bless it regularly on Prayer Mountain on Thursday and sometimes on this program as well. Pour a little of the oil on the hand towel or handkerchief. That becomes your anointed mantle. It is not for sale. It is not to be bought anywhere. We don't sell mantle. We don't sell oil. We don't sell water. We don't sell anything. You say freely you receive, freely give. Daddy, please advise me. I'm trying not to borrow money to do business again, but I'm just staying at home since January. Is it good for me to go back and borrow money to start a business since I'm just staying at home? I do. Wow. Oh no. You said you are trying not to borrow money again. That tells me you borrowed before that did not do well. Don't go back to it again. Never borrow money to start a new business. It will stress you. It will crash. Oh, how do I get the initial money, you may ask? You get initial money to start a business or your investment by working and saving money. Start to work and then defer gratification. Don't seek for comfort early. Save enough money to a point where you can start then after adequate training and having a mentor. Build up over time. You will become rich and wealthy. There is no shortcut to it, except you are born into a fortune or there is somebody to give you a big sum of money without interest. So start with a job. Another question. On Sunday during the second service, Daddy discouraged us from absenting ourselves to go and answer invitation in another church for naming ceremony or for birthday ceremony. Then is it okay for us not to invite others to our church too? Kindly shine more light. Wow, this is an important issue. So I want everybody to listen attentively. Yes, stop absenting yourself from your church on Sunday on the invitation to ceremony in other churches. If you do, then you are not a serious committed member in your church. Your church is your primary responsibility, except you are not a serious member or a worker or a leader there. Then when we say invite people to church, it is not Christians in other churches we are asking you to go and invite. No, it is others, either not in church or not born again, or they are not serious, even though they say they go to church. Those are the ones you go and bring from the highways and the byways and be invited to come in. It is not Christians migrating from church to church. That is not soul winning. That is Christian migration. Next, good morning, Daddy. My cousin deflowered my girl, 12 years old. The girl has been under trauma since then and masturbating for over 7 years. That we just discovered now. My husband is not taking things easy at all with me, and there is no closeness between him and his daughter. My heart is very heavy. The dad is not doing anything for the girl again. She needs to gain admission by doing jam, but not happy herself. Myself, as the mother, I'm not happy. And because of the dad's behavior, I equally don't have feelings for my husband again. What should I do, sir? Wow. Ah, this is deep, very painful and devastating. This is the problem bringing a cousin to come and stay in the home where you have young girls just growing up, young daughters. Listeners, don't bring an adult, a cousin or a brother, into your matrimonial home when your girls are just coming up, young girls. Children are naive, innocent, and vulnerable. See the devastation now and see the hatred that it has brought. No. Tell your husband he should get over his pain. He's angry with you and the daughter, will not bring solution at all. Let him get over the pain and then help the daughter to rehabilitate your daughter and to let her get her life back again by sending her and supporting her to go back to school. Warfare players will also help here. Listeners, I hope we are learning. Never bring your cousins or your brother, whoever they are, into your home with small, small girls just growing up. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Today is the D-Day, the fifth anointing impartation day on the prayer mountain. All TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, be at the Allen Avenue, Goshen Land, Ikeja today for the feet washing. Two services we hold as usual. 7 to 9 a.m., second service 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Attend the one that is most convenient. Come and dip your foot in oil like Asher. It is for divine direction and motion in 2024. Anointed mantle will also be given out for praying and doing miracle free of charge. These same two services will hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and New York. Telephone numbers to call for direction and more detail is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Start calling now. Don't forget my earlier announcement. Don't send your seven desire changes to our question and answer and testimony line anymore. Send it directly to the mailbox I have given you. memo@turningpointtoday.com. Do so. Resend the one you have sent before to the other number because they have all been deleted. Then your tithe, sacrificial, battle seed. Then the special sacrificial seed to back up the seven changes you desire. Start doing it. Others are doing it already. Do your own. You will see the hand of God. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.